This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Security forces in Myanmar have killed more than 100 people as they put down protests across the country in the deadliest days since a February 1st military coup. News reports from the Myanmar Now online site put the death toll as high as 114. A count issued by an independent researcher in Yangon said 107 were killed. The killings came as Myanmar's generals celebrated Armed Forces Day with a huge parade in the capital, and protesters came out onto the streets in large numbers across the country. The military government further escalated the use of deadly force Saturday with fighter jets launching airstrikes in an area near the Thai border controlled by an armed ethnic group dedicated to overturning the coup. U.S. Ambassador to Myanmar Thomas Vida said on social media the bloodshed was horrifying. British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said the killing of unarmed civilians and children marked a new low. The EU delegation to Myanmar said Saturday would forever stay engraved as a day of terror and dishonor. A giant container ship grounded in the Suez Canal could be freed by the start of next week. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
A Dutch firm working to free the vessel, Boskalis, says the combination of heavier tugboats arriving this weekend, a high tide and dredging could free the 400-meter-long Ever Given. The Ever Given has been wedged diagonally across the canal since Tuesday, blocking one of the world's busiest waterways. About 15% of world shipping traffic passes through the canal. Dozens of vessels are waiting at the entrances. Shipping rates for oil product tankers nearly doubled after the ship became stranded.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. This is VOA News. China's government has imposed sanctions on two American religious rights officials and a Canadian lawmaker in response to sanctions from the United States and Canada over the Xinjiang region. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said the measures are against the chair and vice chair of the U.S. government's Advisory Commission on International Religious Freedom, Gail Manchin, and her deputy, Tony Perkins. Canadian MP Michael Chong, the vice chair of Canada's Parliament Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs and International Development, was also sanctioned. Writing on Twitter, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called the move unacceptable and pledged to continue working for human rights with Canada's international partners. Several thousand women protested in Istanbul Saturday to call on Turkey to reverse its decision a week ago to withdraw from an international treaty to prevent violence against women and domestic abuse. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan stunned European allies with an overnight announcement that Turkey was withdrawing from the convention, which it had been the first nation to sign. The women say their safety has been jeopardized by Erdogan's move against a European treaty, which was once championed by Turkey and is known as the Istanbul Convention, after the Turkish city where it was drafted in 2011. World Health Organization data shows 38% of women in Turkey are subject to violence from a partner in their lifetime, compared to 25% in the rest of Europe. Spanish Coast Guards rescued 44 migrants adrift in a dinghy 8.6 nautical miles off Gran Canaria in the Atlantic Ocean Saturday. A total of 23 women, 13 men, and 7 children were taken to the port in Gran Canaria. 5 were taken to the hospital. The number of undocumented migrants arriving in Spain's Canary Islands rose 8-fold last year, with the impact of COVID-19 on tourism and other industries in North and Sub-Saharan Africa pushing many more to embark on the dangerous journey. Hundreds died or went missing last year after attempting the crossing to the Spanish islands in the Atlantic Ocean. The Olympic torch made its way through the Fukushima prefecture on Saturday for the third consecutive day as the countdown continues to the delayed Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics. The torch rally is expected to last 4 months and go through all of Japan's 47 prefectures. Polls show the majority of the public oppose holding the Olympics as scheduled. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, Reporting by Remote. I'm David Byrd.